The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week, I'm really excited about the information I'm sharing because we're getting cold. It's getting colder out, getting darker out. There's less nice stuff to view outside unless you're a winter sport junkie. So I'm going to get into much more about how to have a great fall winter, right, with Cozy Comfort Wellness. So it's a little bit different. It's called Hygge. I'm going to get into it in a couple minutes. And you guys who listen to the show, I really, really appreciate every one of you. Truly, the show has been blowing up. So many people have been listening to it. And I have a special offer for you guys a little later in the show. I just want to let you know that. A special offer for anybody who's been listening to the show. I want you guys to have the ability to go about taking care of your health better, right? Take it to another level and truly be as healthy as you can possibly be. So I'm going to get into this Hygge style. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, and it's a more Norwegian concept, but it's basically, it's because people were looking for calm, looking for warmth, looking for emotional stability as the weather cools and daylight decreases. You know, it's a wellness movement built around comfort, grounding, nervous system regulation rather than intensity and productivity. And I want to get into that because, you know, there are seasons for everything. The springtime is the season for trying to ramp up our physiology, right? We're trying to maybe find a mate or whatever. And if you went back 1,000 years, right? Or we're built trying to find a mate, trying to get more done, trying to farm the land. All this stuff is built around springtime. Summertime, we built it in the springtime. Sometime we're working these concepts. We're trying to farm the land, get the products, all that stuff. And in the fall time, we start backing off and start calming down and start relaxing. So what it really is, this Hygge, it's a shift towards slow living habits. Now, I want to make it very clear. Doesn't mean you get less stuff done. It means your mindset changes because so much, I'll tell you this all the time. I find it with myself, but with so many people that come and tell me, we wrap so much more stress around what we typically do. You're driving into work and you're stressed about the commute. Someone's slow in front of you. Someone's driving stupidly. Whatever your mindset is, we wrap way too much stress about what we normally do daily. So it's about changing the mindset in general. I just had someone who went down south. They traveled down south and he told me it's a totally different mindset. Down there, it's slower mindset. They still get stuff done. They're successful people down there, but they have a different mindset. It's much more communicative, much more social. It's much more relaxed, but they get stuff done. So it's about a shift towards slower living habits, creating warmth, comforting environments. So you have these warm, comforting environments, bringing down the nervous system instead of hyping it up. So, you know, bring it down, let you know it's okay not to be going 1,000 miles per hour. It's okay not to, you know, tick everything off your to-do list within the first hour of your day. It's okay to slow it down. Matter of fact, I promise you, you get just as much done with less stress. I've done it many times. I've coached many people on how to do it this way. You get so much stuff done without having to be stressed about it. It's about prioritizing simple daily rituals that reduce stress. So it's really cool. It's from the Danish concept of Hygge, right? And it's revolved around this coziness, connection, softness, and comfort mindset. So I want to get into this. I'm going to get into what people do to make this happen. Now, this is also around the holidays too, because we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, New Year's. It's really easy to get caught up in the stress of it. You got to get the shopping done, got to go to this party, got to bake this. You know, all these things can really stress you out. Many people need a vacation from the holidays, and holidays are supposed to be slower times for us to relax and connect with people we love. So I'm going to get into some of the core elements of this trend. One is soft lighting. And I'm a big fan of this. Soft lighting, candles. The reason why I'm a big fan of it is because we're not supposed to look at the newer lights. We're supposed to look at incandescent light bulbs or fires because they're controlled fires. So if you had a fire, if you had a different type of light, I call them chicken lights, that are natural fire-based lights, that's what we're supposed to be looking at. That's what our eyes should be gazing at, and it's better for our brain and better for our physiology. Warm drinks, like just nice warm drinks. And there's so many healthy things we can do in the colder months, such as ginger tea, cacao, herbal blends. So many things we can do to increase our health with warm drinks and stuff like that. Heated blankets. This goes back to the core concept of bringing up your temperature. So many people are walking around. If your temperature inside should be 98.6, it's going to drop down a little bit in the cooler months and it goes up a little bit in the warmer months. But we should be trying to keep it neutral. So if you can keep your body warmed up with warmer baths, heated blankets, it really helps your body relax and helps your nervous system fire properly, but you can reduce stress that way. Next thing up is comfort foods. So once again, I always say eat in season for the region of the world you're from. Now, if you happen to be in this region of the world and it's cold out, even though you may be from the equator, you know, Africa, South America, it doesn't matter. You really should try eating more of the foods for the weather you're in. So eat in season for the region you're from, caveat, except for, right, when it's getting really cool out, you should eat warmer foods. So, and I'm going to go through these foods, but I'm going to claim something about it because it's really cool. Soups, stews, roasted vegetables, warmer spices, cinnamon, ginger, and clove, and herbal tonics. So all these things I spoke about, soups, stews, roasted vegetables, they still fall under the umbrella of paleo. So paleo eating is generally fruits, vegetables, and meats. Now, I'm not talking about spices, that's different, but fruits, vegetables, and meats. You can never, ever, ever go wrong eating fruits, vegetables, and meats. Truly. Now, what did we exclude? We excluded all the processed or hyper-processed foods. They're the things that mess you up. And the grains. Soups, stews, roasted vegetables, right? So they're paleo, fruit, vegetables, and meats. Kind of thrown into the category. So if you're eating those foods all the time, then you're not doing grains, there's no added sugar, and there's no hyper-processed or refined foods. Now, these are the foods our ancestors ate, our relatives ate going back 100 years, and they're thin, higher testosterone, better hormone profile, better health in general outside of emergency healthcare. So once we realize you really need to have proper hygiene and sanitation, people started living much longer. And if we had proper hygiene and sanitation in the 1800s, we wouldn't have so many people die young. So once we figured out how to give children a good start in life, you know, showing them how to mothers how to birth their babies properly in a sterile environment, then from that point forward, hygiene, sanitation has made a huge difference for our health. That's a major thing that's changed it. So basically, getting back to these concepts, go back to how we used to do it 100 years ago. Next thing up. Home environment. Now imagine these things. Imagine your life with these things incorporated. Seriously, drift off of me for a second and take all the stress and all the your work life and all that stuff and put it on a shelf or on a back burner for a little bit. And the first thing to talk about is calm. This should be a frontline concept, right? Frontline concept shouldn't be how many things you could tick off your to-do list today. Should be calm. Calm. Light stretching. You know, if you want to turn down your lights, have a nice time listening to me right now, but light stretching. Stretching's so important. I realize that more as I get older. People told me all my whole life, you need to stretch more. But if I stretch more when I was younger, I'd probably be more limber now, right? So I'm thankful I have no injuries. I'm healthy that way, but stretching's always good. It releases toxins, helps your mindset, all the stuff. Reading, once again, slowing down, getting a book. I'm going to talk like Mr. Rogers for a little bit. Getting a book, reading the book. So if you do these things, if you read slowly, like living a slower life, you'd be much better. Journaling. Now, this is a crazy thing because all the major, you know, success experts right now, the people that are go, talk about journaling because that's an important thing all the time. If you put your thoughts down on a piece of paper or in a journal, it helps you to sort of quantify what's going through your head with much more clarity. So putting your thoughts down gets rid of all the noise and leaves the meat on the paper. All the stuff that's important to you, you write down, you go back and review that at the end of the day. So they say to get up in the morning and write down 3 to 5 concepts for the day. Things you're thinking about, things you'd like to get done, dreams, goals, visions, all these things. But at night, go through and look at them again and sort of check off the things you did and things you need to move forward. So in the fall and winter, I say less stress. Don't put any stress on you about getting these things done, but revisit these concepts at night after you journal them in the morning, right? Meditation and prayer. Meditation and prayer, once again, it's a slower process. It's almost like sharpening your saw. right? You sharpen your saw or sharpening your axe, you can cut down much more wood. I remember, I don't know the story, you probably have heard it 1,000 times. I have too, but there are two men in a race to chop down a tree. And the first man got his axe and started chopping the tree down feverishly, went crazy trying to get the tree chopped down. Another guy sat down and relaxed and sharpened his axe. Then when he got up, he chopped down the tree much faster. So it's always better to fall back to a place of meditation or prayer or gratitude practices that help you. It's almost like pulling back a slingshot. You're working on pulling back to slingshot, so when you let it go, you can launch much further than you would have if you just went after it, guns a-blazing, and didn't take that time to quantify your thoughts and put down things you want to get done properly. And also, you know, put up the things in order of how you should get them done so you can get them done more efficiently. So it's always much better. I feel slowing down can help you to move faster. I know it's crazy, but when you can slow down and really wrap your head around these concepts, you can see how you're going to be prepared to get more stuff done, the right stuff done, and it'll help you move faster moving forward. And, you know, they say it feels like chaos outside, but you make your home feel like a sanctuary. And sanctuaries are a place of reflection, worship, where you can get stuff done. All right. I'm going to get into nervous system regulation because it's a super important part. Nervous system regulation. Remember, your nervous system runs everything. I get into this all the time. Your nervous system runs everything. And so many people are walking around with pain and irritation and tightness, discomfort, because they can't get their nervous system relaxed. So I talk about getting your nervous system corrected, but these other things are very important for you to get your nervous system relaxed so the corrections can take much more easily. So slow breathing. You should really develop a practice of slow breathing. If you look up Wim Hof, so it's called the Iceman, but Wim Hof has breathing techniques. You don't have to be extreme as he is, but he says in through the nose, out through the mouth. So you breathe in with strength, right? You're pulling through your nose very strongly and then let the breath fall out of your mouth naturally. So it's like, right? You breathe in vigorously through your nose and let it come out passively through your mouth. So do that as much as you can. When I do that, I feel much more relaxed, much more energized, and much less stress. Weighted blankets. Weighted blankets make you feel snugly cozy. They take away the stress, but they relax your nervous system. So weighted blankets are very good for relaxing your nervous system. Once again, lower lighting. I'm going to tell you a little tip, a little trick. Lower your lighting, not only in intensity, but in height. So they say to put your lamps, your lights below your eye level. So I know it's kind of crazy. It might mess up your aesthetics at home. Might not be as attractive decoratively, but put lights lower. So you put them lower on your eye line, and then they're much healthier for you. I feel it has a lot to do with the sun's position in the sky. So in the morning, you can look directly in the sun if it's 25 degrees or lower in the sky. Once it gets higher, then that's more get up and go. Your body need, you know, that's when you do your work, when the sun's higher in the sky. And at night, you're supposed to relax. So mimic lower lighting position as well as lower lighting intensity, and also use incandescent light bulbs for that. I heard someone say use chicken lights. You know, they use these light bulbs for heating chicken cages outside. So put in one of those metal domes, those work lights, and you know, put the chicken bulb in there and have it lit. It'll give off a nice reddish glow and keep it low. Now you could also hide it, so you know, you don't have to make your room look ugly. You could hide it, but put a chicken light low in your room and turn it on at night so you don't have the overhead lights or bright, you know, other type of light bulbs, LED light bulbs and lamps that are above you that mess with your brain and how your brain functions. All right. And then hot tea rituals. Guys, I've been such a pain in the butt about this in my whole life. I don't do hot tea that often, but I've been doing it much more. And what I do is I grind up ginger. I heard this. It's very good for you. It helps clear out your breathing. So your breathing clears out, helps warm you up. There's so many health benefits, but you grind up ginger and then you take cinnamon, either a cinnamon stick or just powdered cinnamon, put it in a cup with it, then pour hot water on it and let it steep for a little bit. So let it steep. You can put a little bit of honey in there. You know, honey's paleo, a little bit of honey, and it's very good for you. So that's my ritual now. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but that's my hot tea ritual currently. And I know it's a beneficial thing to do. And also gentle movements. Now's not the time to be killing fitness. I know I'm a fitness expert. I shouldn't say expert, but I love fitness. I feel I'm pretty good at what I know about it, but I feel it's good for you. I talk about it all the time, but slower functional stuff. Slow your roll, right? Get your roll slowed down. Slow fitness and slower movements, slower stretching is going to be much more beneficial for you. So I hope all these things are beneficial. The main concept is have a general mindset of slow. You can still get a lot of stuff done, but don't feel guilty about it. That's the key. Don't feel guilty about getting stuff done more slowly because it can truly benefit your health. We have rhythms in life. We sleep and we awake, right? These are rhythms, natural rhythms. We have times of energy, times of lower energy throughout the day. Normal rhythms. Throughout the year, we have rhythms too. This time of year, we're supposed to slow down a little bit. We're supposed to move towards easier times, right? We already did all the work. We already farmed, stored our food, all that stuff. Now it's time to slow down. Still get stuff done. We have to get stuff done, but give your brain and your physiology a break. So, you know, as far as giving a break goes, our body needs a break too. What I mean by this is there's time for recovery. And recovery, it's like you're in the spring, I always, when the snow clears and stuff starts growing, I always look at my house and say, what do I have to do? How do I need to repair my house? But our bodies need to be repaired too. So throughout the day, there's times of training, fitness, and there's also times of recovery. And recovery-wise, you need to look at your body. I talked about nutrition just a little while ago. You need to make sure your spine and nervous system are working the way they're meant to. Now, I say this up front because in terms of my five things that are responsible for building incredible health, number one is always restoring function to your body. So I'm going to tell you, while you're doing these stretches and loosening up and doing more slower movements, you're going to notice there's areas that you're more stiff in. You don't move as well in. You have loss of range of motion. You feel tighter. Sometimes you bend over and stretch over and you feel, you know, irritation in your gut because you just don't have the flexibility. That's a sign that your spine and nervous system and your joints aren't moving well and you're moving towards arthritis and degeneration. So arthritis puts so much pressure in your nervous system and really shuts off functions in your body. So we should always use winter and fall as a time of recovery. Once again, come out swinging in spring, you know, swinging in summer, but fall and winter, we should be trying to recover and repair the stuff which we damaged and we irritated in the swinging times of spring and summer. So, you know, biggest thing we should always do is, first of all, stretch, loosen up. And some of these stretches, they should always involve proper positional stretching. So what I mean by that is for your nervous system, you should always be trying to put your nervous system back to proper position. That's your head above your shoulders and your back over your hips. So you should be standing straight up. If you look in the mirror, have someone take a picture of you from the side, your head should be over your shoulders, not out in front of your body. That's a big problem because with technology, we're always looking at things in front of our body and we should be equally having our head back over our shoulders. And that's very important because for every inch in front of our body our head goes, it doubles the physiological weight of our head that the muscles, ligaments, and tendons need to hold up. That's why I have so much pain in our shoulders because our head's out in front of our body and we fatigue the muscles, we irritate the ligaments and tendons, and eventually the joints give way in our neck, they start breaking down, creating massive nerve pressure. So we see this all the time. And if you're a technology-based worker, you're going to find out that you probably have irritation in upper shoulders and back, which automatically means that there's nerve pressure. That's equals nerve pressure. And that type of nerve pressure, it affects your thyroid gland. It affects your ability to breathe and respirate properly so you can't get deep breaths in. That increases pain within your body because the pain in your body, it's, you know, you develop it more when you have less oxygen reaching your body. So it's so crucial to have your head back over your shoulders for proper health, function, and everything else. Now, I'll tell you a little pro tip. When your head's in front of your body, it tends to tug down in the base of your brainstem. So your brain's up in your skull, completely protected by bone. It's in a bony vault. You pull down in the base of your brain through the base of your skull, and your body says, I'm not having it. I know this is a massive red flag. My body's not going to work well if I'm tugging in the brainstem. So the rest of your spine shortens itself to protect your brainstem. So imagine your hips getting closer to the base of your skull, right? So that distance gets shorter so the brain can be more at peace in the skull. So now you have a curved lower spine, even a scoliotic lower spine. That's how scoliosis develops, and it creates degeneration and pain and irritation. So we see all sorts of people with digestive issues, reproductive issues, erectile dysfunction, female reproductive issues, premature reproductive issues, right? You figure, my hormones change, I'm getting older, I don't have a sex drive, all this other stuff. Well, I know tons of people have a massive sex drive in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s because their body's working properly. So ultimately, So much stuff with digestion has to do with the position of your nervous system. Many people come into my office and are trying to seek answers by eating better food, which is never a bad thing. But the main cause is due to the nervous system and the nerves being irritated that literally run your colon, your digestive organs, your hormones, your enzymes, everything that helps you break down food. And you can't do it because your spine's out of position and it's damaged. So I say, without a doubt, the most important thing on my list of most important things is restoring function. Because if you eat incredible food, yet your body cannot break it down properly because the nervous system's not getting the information from the brain through the spinal cord, branching off through nerves to your gut, which is what controls every function in your gut and everywhere else, you won't break down the food. So everybody's got to remember that. Every function in your body, if right now you're feeling a little bit off, every function in your body is being run by your brain. I challenge anybody to dispute that. It's 100% true. Everybody knows that. So your brain runs everything. If there's anything interfering with the information, it creates dis-ease. You know, dis-ease is the same as disease before you're diagnosed. So if you have anything going on, it's going to create issues moving forward. But most people experience it as pain. And when they have pain, they treat it with drugs. So I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you seriously not to be the person resorting to drugs or laziness or whatever. I'll do it tomorrow. I have an issue. No big deal. I'm going to challenge you to try to get this better now. This is the thing I talked about early in the show. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity. I'm going to do it with 10 people this week. So 10 people, you don't understand. I open up appointments in my office for you guys to come in and have the whole evaluation done for free. Now, it takes away that ability for me to have those appointments for people just calling in randomly, but I want you guys to have first access to it. I want you guys to have incredible health. So if you want to see what your nervous system is currently doing and see how you can get it better, get it corrected, give me a call. You know, I'm in Fishkill, New York, which is right where 84 and Route 9 meet, right up there. Just give me a call. The first 10 callers, our first 10 people to text this number, text the word posture, but the first 10 people text the number or call the number, we'll get back to you on Monday and set up a time for you to do the entire exam process. I'll do x-rays on you. I'll meet with you. We'll go over a posture scan. It's an electronic device we have. It scans your posture. We'll go over the information and we'll go over what's going on with you, how much better you can get if you can get better, and talk about how to get you there, you know, as properly as possible. We do high level corrective chiropractic care. I've worked with our Olympic teams. So, you know, we do high level care, and I want to give this to you for free. Just connect with us, and we'll do the entire exam process, and we'll get to the point of going over the information. I call it a doctor's report, go over the information with you, and then we'll figure out what you can do to be better. So the phone number is 845-896-1200. And I'm going to tell you, just text the word posture, or just call us and leave us a message, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. Just say, I want to come in. I want to get checked out. The only thing I say is if you try to set up a time, just be sure you make that time. You know, too many people don't show, and then it takes it away from other people. So, 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call or text, and we'll get back in touch with you and help you get as healthy as you can possibly be. That's my goal for you. All right, so for those of you who are old enough, like me, you know, ancient, I'm 55 years old, not that ancient, I feel I'm very young and healthy, but ultimately I'm getting older. You remember Rocky. Remember Rocky, you know, he fought Ivan Drago. Anyway, he's a big Russian guy. He fought, I think, Rocky IV, and he went out to the Russian forest in the middle of winter to train. Now, he had all these sweatshirts and sweatsuits on, all this stuff, trying to train in the freezing cold, you know, but then he got for the fight, you know, he's ready for the fight, took him off, and he's ripped, jacked. Incredible shape. That should be our mindset through winter. They say, I read a study not too long ago. It says the people who focus on fitness habits, trying to lose weight, get healthier, whatever, during the winter are the people that have the best results and the best health, because you're more disciplined. You're more dedicated. You're not someone who's a fair weather health person, not trying to be healthy because you have an event to go to or because the beach time is coming up. You're doing it in the winter when no one's looking. And that's a favorite concept of mine, is getting better when no one's looking, no one's watching. You're doing it for you, not for anybody else. But then as you wear less clothes in the spring and summer, everybody's going to notice anyway. They're not going to have a choice. So, you know, I'm going to tell you what, We have a phenomenal weight loss system and company. It's grown exponentially over the last 10 years. And I want to have you guys come in just as I just did, because when you learn how to lose weight properly, that's the thing. When I grew up, if you look at my school picture, there were, I think, one or two people had extra weight in their body, but there are no people really obese because we did stuff differently. We didn't know we're doing it differently, but we did stuff differently. We ate clean food. It wasn't genetically modified yet. And because of that, our body didn't crave more food, looking for more nutrients, because the food we're eating already had enough nutrients in it to begin with. So we didn't have to worry about weight loss then because we were good. Now we have such an issue with our metabolisms. Our metabolisms have become so damaged over the past 30 years, and no one talks about it, but it creates more sickness, more disease, and much, much, much more obesity. And honestly, I'll tell you the truth, you're not going to be able to win this contest. It's almost impossible to win. You really have to go about it very, very deliberately, because our food has far less nutrition in it as far as vitamins and minerals go, and you need to discover which things are unique to you that you're deficient in, because you're going to find out that you have a different nutritional profile than the person next to you, person at work, you know, your family members, because you've eaten different things throughout your life and created different nutritional deficiencies that you need to make up for. If you don't do that, you're not going to lose weight. So that's the core, the basis of our whole system. We develop technology, finds out exactly what you're deficient in, and then you plug in those nutrients and your body's completely nutritionally satisfied. Then we coach you through a process of eating whole foods in the right quantity. And when you fall off, you know, psychologically, you start sliding, we help you through the process. But our person, average people lose 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days because we dial it in so cleanly and we figure out exactly what you're deficient in, and weight falls off your body. I promise you. So if you're someone who wants to take advantage of this, just as I said earlier in the show, give us a call. I'm going to open up 5 slots for anybody who wants to come in and take advantage of meeting with the coach and going through the entire process, figuring out where you're deficient, all that stuff. 5 of those slots for free. So just give us a call. The number is 845-896-1200, or you can text LOSS, L-O-S-S, to 845-896-1200. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. Text the word LOSS or give us a call and say you want to come in for figuring out what's going on weight loss wise, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. Guys, I love you. Have a blessed week, and I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.